Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from everyday office etiquette, bullying, to handling pet peeves. Also, we remind you to initiate acts of kindness. If you are listening live, call 917-889-7821. And here is your host, communication and socialization expert, speaker, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, and today is Sunday, October 22nd, 2017, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. This evening, our back-to-school etiquette series continues, and we will discuss money for college, so stay tuned. But once again, welcome. I'd like to welcome our new listeners. In case you're listening for the very first time, we are so glad to make you a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. And of course, we always welcome our loyal listeners. Thank you so much. We are so delighted that each of you are spending part of your Sunday evening with us. Now, we know that we have listeners of all ages, and since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, we want to make sure that we take just a moment to answer that question. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. I don't know if that's what you want, but I know that is certainly what I want. Well, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere, and I certainly send kudos out to Charles I and II. Once again, our etiquette series continues when it comes to back to school. Over the last few weeks, we've talked about back to school etiquette. We've talked about learning how to learn. We had an author on that actually just told us about, gave us several tips about how to learn and how to make learning fun and so on and so forth. And of course, if you missed any of those episodes, all of our shows are archived, so you'll have an opportunity to go back and listen to them. And I certainly would like to invite you to do that. Well, this evening, we have financial aid expert Bridget Williams, and she's going to talk to us about what it takes to secure any type of financial aid and scholarships and things of that nature. So certainly if you are a student who is getting ready to go to college, whether or not you are a high school junior or senior, or if you're an adult student, you certainly want to stay tuned. Go ahead and text, email, tweet, whatever you need to do to let people know that we are going to have a great show. It's going to be very informative. And so we're going to ask you to do that. But right now, what I want to do is I want to bring on our special guest, Bridget Williams. Bridget, how are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I am doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Listen, it is that time of the year where we've been preparing, well, our students to go back to school. They're back in school. I think across the country, everyone's back in school. But there comes a time now where a lot of the students are getting ready to start completing their college applications and trying to make sure they know how to secure funding. So that's why we wanted you to come on and help us out. But if you would, Bridget, if you would just let people know a little bit about yourself, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself and just kind of telling us what you'd like for us to know about you.
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Bridget Williams, and I am a senior financial aid counselor at one of the state schools under the University System of Georgia. And I have 20-plus years in financial aid, and I am currently working in financial aid.
Okay, wonderful. So, guys, you all heard it. So is this or is this not an expert? So make sure you take notes. Get your pen, pencil out, or I think that the students take notes a little differently on their phone, right?
Yes.
You know, the technology. But but anyway, Bridget, wow. So you've been doing this for a long time. And,
yes, I have.
And, wow. So you were definitely the person for this segment this evening. Of course, when we post our show and when we send out our e-blast, we generally begin to start getting correspondence. And if you don't mind, I want to just start because I want to make sure we are able to address the questions that we are receiving. The first one, it says, Etiquette Lady, thank you for the wonderful and timely info you provide on your show. Please ask your guests, how far in advance should we start trying to secure funds for college? My daughter is a junior, and this comes from Thelma Myers in Conyers, Georgia. Thank you, Thelma, for that.
Okay. She should start at the beginning of her senior year. The financial aid form comes out every October. So she will start next October 2018 to fill out her financial aid form. So every fall semester starts a new school year. So if she does it the October before she plans to attend school, she will have time to have any documents or anything that she needs to complete her financial aid package.
Okay. All right, Thelma, so hopefully that helps you. So go ahead and just tell us some things that are really important for the students and the parents alike to know.
Okay. There are some very important steps to take to fund your education. The first step is to apply for financial aid. And the question is, what is financial aid? Financial aid is money used to pay for college. Another very important question you want to ask is, how do I fill out my financial aid form? And you submit your financial aid form online at www.fafd.gov. Once you get in college, you will hear students and staff use the acronym FAFSA. So that will be short for Free Application for Financial Aid for Students Association. And when you fill out the financial aid form, you want to make sure to list the school code of the college that you plan to attend. If you don't have that school code, it's on the FAFSA website. Also, when you fill out the financial aid form, you're going to be using you and your parents' 2016 tax return for the 18-19 school year. And the 18-19 school year begins in fall 2016, which is it starts in August 2018. Another good question is, when do I fill out my financial aid form? Well, you can submit your financial aid form every year. For those seniors that will be attending next fall, you want to fill out your financial aid form right now in October for the next school year. And every October that you plan to receive financial aid, you want to fill out your financial aid form every October. What types of aid do I qualify when I'm filling out the financial aid form? First of all, what they're looking to see based on your parents' 2016 income for the 18-19 financial aid school year is the Pell Grant. The Pell Grant is money that you don't have to pay back, but it's based on income. Also, if you're eligible for the Pell Grant, you qualify to be eligible for the Supplemental Educational Opportunity Grant. The key to getting both of these grants is to apply early. You don't want to be late, because the sooner, the better, the more aid that is available. Also, the HOPE Scholarship, loans, federal work study. So you want to make sure that you get your financial aid form in early. Once you fill out your financial aid form, sometimes you will be selected for a process called verification. What is verification? Verification means that you have to submit your 2016 tax returns to the school if you're selected, and students are randomly selected for verification. So if you attend college and you fill out your financial aid form, once the results come back electronically to you, you want to make sure that you read it, because it will tell you whether or not you're selected for verification, and you will know what to submit. Also, in verification, they may ask you to fill out what you call a dependent verification worksheet. So this is why you want to submit your financial aid form in a timely manner. When does the school year start? Every year, fall semester starts the new school year. Another question, do I need to be admitted before applying for college? Do I need to be admitted before I apply for financial aid? No. However, you must be admitted and enrolled to receive funds. The reason for sending your financial aid information to different schools, because different schools may give you a different package, and you want to make sure that you have enough funds to cover your school.
Wow.
If you're looking for scholarships, I have a website that you can go to. It's called fastweb.com, or you can go to scholarships.com. But I also recommend that, you know, you check with your jobs or your parents' job or the school, because the schools usually have a pretty good list of scholarships that that you can apply for. And there's staff there that can help you with that.
Wow. And Bridget, if I can just interrupt just for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I know she is giving a lot of information, and that is certainly why I suggested that you take notes, and she's given a lot of great information, and she's giving it to you pretty fast. So we're going to give you, in case you haven't grabbed a pencil or pen or something to write something down, I'm going to suggest you do that real quick. We're going to take a quick break.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 917-889-7821. Now back to the show.
Okay, so we're back. So that should have given you guys time to grab something to write down. What I'm going to do too, Bridget, if you would, I'm going to have you in our recap. I'm going to have you sort of repeat some of the information, like the website, like the FAFSA websites and things of that nature. So as we recap, I'm going to ask you to do that. I have another one. It says, let's see. All right, Ms. Donna, are all scholarships free, and how do you secure them? And this comes from Mitchell D. in Philadelphia. Thank you, Mitchell.
Yes.
So he wants to know if it's free.
Yes, all scholarships are free money. It's money that you do not have to pay back. But certain scholarships are based on merit, your GPA, or it's based on need. It could be based on your major. But and the easiest way to secure it is to check with your college that you're attending, and usually on their website they list a number of scholarships that you can apply for, and usually most of them require you to do a financial aid form. So whether if you fill out the financial aid form and you're not eligible for a grant, that doesn't mean that you're not eligible for other aid. So you want to make sure that you fill out your financial aid form, and then you check with the college that you plan to attend, and you can check their website for the different scholarships. Usually they have a scholarship office that can help assist you. And that's the best way to secure scholarships. And places like if you work for a job like Chick-fil-A, they offer scholarships. Or UPS, a lot of those places like that offer scholarships. So you have to check, like, with the colleges or your job, you know, things like that.
And in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're in the midst of our back-to-school etiquette series. We're speaking right now with financial aid expert Bridget Williams. She's given us some great information, you guys. I hope you're jotting this down. I have another question. It says, mm-hmm. Is it easier for a traditional student to receive assistance over an adult student? And this comes from Glenn from Detroit.
To receive a what now?
He has, is it easier for a traditional student to receive assistance over an adult student? So probably a college, traditional college student.
Right.
Freshman, yeah, other than a student going back to school who's now an adult.
Right. It's just as easy for a traditional student as well as an adult student. The key is just filling out the financial aid form, using your income, and it's just as easy for a traditional student as well as an adult student. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Yuzi, what are some of the other common questions that you may receive as you interface with some of these students, and are they, you know, what has changed over the years as far as the application process, for an example?
The state schools, as far as I know, with the application process, it's always been sort of like the same as it is today, but like with the state schools, they have to submit, when they're submitting paperwork, they have to upload the paperwork themselves, whereas in a previous process, the student could come in to the office and submit paperwork, like tax returns if they're selected for verification. But all of this now is done online, and you can upload your documents to a website, and then it's downloads where the school can get it, so the student don't have to worry about turning in paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay, and this might be certainly very interesting to adult students who may be returning to school, and perhaps mm-hmm. when they went, you know, at an earlier time, they had to submit the actual hard paper, and
right.
So that may be a change for them, but with technology, I guess, you know, we're trying to do away with so much paper.
Right. We're trying to make it easier. We're trying to make it easier and quicker for the student because mm-hmm. that cuts down on the lines, you know. When the students have to submit paperwork, that made the lines much longer. So, and, you know, then you get complaints that the lines are too long. Right now, students don't have to wait as long because they don't have to worry about coming to the school to submit the paperwork. They can just upload it from their phone, take a picture and upload it from their phone, and you know, the school gets it within, you know, a day.
Wow. That's
so that
really
speeds up
nice.
The process.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So in case you all are just joining us, we're talking to Ms. Bridget Williams. She's telling you guys how to apply for scholarships or financial aid. If you would, just take a moment and repeat the website that you gave us, the FAFSA website. If you would repeat that a couple times so people can know exactly what that is.
Okay. The FAFSA website, that's, you know, short for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. And, you know, when you're at the college or whatever, we use FAFSA more often because it's a short acronym. And so the website to go to is www.fafsa.ed.gov. The FAFSA website, the Free Application for Financial Aid, is www.fafsa.ed.gov. And you want to make sure that you place a school code on there. You can also submit several school codes in case you're not sure what school you're going to be accepted to or you want to attend. So you want to make sure you just list, you know, several school codes if you like.
Good. Good information. I've got another question, and it basically says, does it matter what your major is? Does it matter what your major is? This comes from Sarah, and Sarah is in, she just has Gwinnett County.
Okay. No, it doesn't matter what your major is. You just don't want to go undeclared because to receive financial aid, you have to declare a major.
So there has to be a commitment there, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other information you want to make sure that the listeners are able to jot down? Real critical information. Well, everything you're doing is pretty critical.
Yes.
This is a lot of great information.
Yes. For the loans, you want to make sure, you know, a lot of the schools that are more expensive, you may need loans. So if you have to, a lot of students think that loans is not financial aid, but loans are considered financial aid also. So you want to make sure that if you're interested in a loan, you have to be enrolled at least 6 hours. And you want to make sure that when you're over the long haul, when you're receiving financial aid, you want to make sure that, you know, you make C's are better. They look at satisfactory academic progress once a year. So you want to make sure that you're making satisfactory academic progress. You want to make sure that you're if you're applying for loans, you want to make sure you enroll for at least 6 hours. When you're sent an award package, the Pell Grant, they usually award it based on 12 hours or more. So if you're not enrolled at least 12 hours or more, usually what happens is the Pell Grant goes down. So if you get an award letter and it says one amount, because it's based on 12 hours, but you're not enrolled 12 hours, you're enrolled 6 hours, then that amount can go down. So we usually get questions like that. Also, the Federal Work Study Program, I think that's a great program because I know some people, you know, when they, some students may not have had a job before, but the Work Study Program, they teach you how to work, you know, on campus so you can get some so you can get some experience. And so when you fill out the financial aid form, even if you're not eligible for a grant, you still can be eligible for work study. And work study is where you work around campus and you're trained to do certain jobs. Also, work study also have some jobs that are outside the college. So so if you don't get a job on campus, you can work in the community also. So we have some community jobs that students work for also.
Very good. God, wait, I cannot believe that we are almost out of time. We're going to certainly have to have you come back if you're going to be available, because this is a very, very important topic. And
yes,
it is so needed, and people just have to know, you know, what the actual, the steps are, what's the protocol, because it can be very overwhelming and it can be very confusing.
Right.
And and I think you've given us some very detailed information, and we do apologize that we have not had an opportunity to answer all the questions that you sent. So I'm just going to ask you now, Bridget, will you have an opportunity to return, and then we can just do a part two of the financial aid, because I would certainly hate to have questions still, you know, out there that are pending that you can answer for them. So if you're able to do that, we'll certainly
have you come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, wow, same. Time just flies when you're having fun here. And but in case you all did join the show late, you can once again have the opportunity to go back and listen to the show in its entirety, as all of the shows do archive. You can also forward the link to any friends or family or anyone who you know that are getting ready to go to college or pondering the idea of going and trying to determine how they're going to do it. So they will certainly thank you for that. But, wow, thanks again, everyone, for supporting the show, for listening, those that are sending messages to us. We appreciate that. Those people that are listening for the first time, we certainly do appreciate you, our loyal listeners who listen. Each time we're on, we thank you so much for that. We are so glad that you are now, whether you know it or not, officially a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Bridget, certainly want to thank you, too, for coming on today and sharing and giving us some great information.
You're welcome.
And everyone, if you have an etiquette topic or a question that you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We'll do all we can to make sure that we cover that for you. We ask that you tell your friends and family about our show, invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time. Remember the golden rule: treat others the way you want to be treated. And also, ask you to remember each and every week, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That just happens to be one of my favorite proverbs. It comes from Proverbs 3:3. And initiate a random act of kindness this week. Also, this is Halloween week. Please really be careful. If your kids are going out trick-or-treating, please go with them and be careful, because we don't want to hear of any other children getting hit, which we usually hear every year. We want to protect our children. Or just, you know, buy them some candy and have a little Halloween party at the house or something. I'm just saying, we want to keep our kids safe. Okay, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Take care. Good night. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.